Weekly Dose of Fat, show number 65 for Friday, July 31st, 2015.
Welcome to the Weekly Dose of Fat radio program.
Hello, everybody. Got Sven here. Gomez is back in the house over there.
Bienvenidos, amigos.
Welcome home.
Hi.
Thank you.
Say hello to our color commentator.
It's very colorful. It's very asymmetrical. J.K. Levin.
Fuchsia.
Yay.
Is that the word of the day?
That's the color of the thought of the moment.
Fat Bike Radio and the Weekly Dose of Fat is brought to you by Surly. If you're looking for a frame that'll kick ass and be great to ride day in and day out, then Surly is where it's at. Learn more at surlybikes.com. Did you know that I stole that text from the back of a Surly Bikes like beer coaster?
Oh, right on.
There you go.
Liberated.
So they write their own copy.
So yeah, exactly.
Excellent.
So that didn't come out of my vivid imagination.
All right, JK, what do we got going on the show today?
We will be taking calling guests all show long to ask the question, how do you feel about USA Cycling's involvement with fat bike racing? We reveal next week's calling question. We premiere Fat Man and Ronin, a radio cartoon. We'll talk fat bike and plus bike news in the Fatty Farm Field Report.
Sponsored by Uncle Dick's Speed Slip this week.
Damn right.
And as always, we've got fat and plus size links all for your internetting slatherings and what have you.
Right on.
Well, cheers. Well, cheers, boys.
It's cheers time already.
Cheers.
Boosha, boosha.
Bing, bing, bing,
bing, bing. All right. Well, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll reveal next week's call-in question.
Dun, dun, dun.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Fat Radio. Radio.
Hey, this is Dirty from TrumpLater.com. When I'm sitting at home drinking my beers, I listen to Sven and Gomez on Fat Bike Radio.
We're back. JK, what is that all-important call-in question of the week for next show, show number 66.
If your fairy fat mother appeared and granted you one wish for any existing new fat bike available right now, which fat bike would you ask for? Call in next week, Wednesday, from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time to 818-918-2453. That's 818-918-BIKE. And let's discuss.
Yeah, and we can do that question after Interbike too. So it's like the pre-Interbike.
What do you want now?
Don't make me a liar.
Well, we kind of have to change it because right in the question it says it's actually available now. So when Interbike bikes aren't really available like now, they're available next year.
But we could do it. We could say, what new bike
are you all stoked about?
Yeah.
Put it in front of me.
If we did it in December, there might be something available new. This is your fairy fat mother speaking.
I've been working out, man. I'm feeling all right. Feeling kind of slender. I actually got complimented on my naked torso by, well, cousins. Nice.
Speaking of
every good word, fucking feels good.
All right, the show just took a definite turn for the weird. Hey, you want to
grab your socks and holes and pull? 818-918-2453.
There you go.
Welcome back to the show, everybody.
Where are we now?
Well, we're still on the hunt for regional reporters who can call in with a report about what's happening in the fat bike world in their neck of the woods. If you're interested in being an on-scene call-in reporter, let us know by sending your story to info@fat-bike.com. Use the subject line Fat Bike Ambassador, and we'll get back with you and talk about how we can bring fat bike action in your area to the ear holes of every American.
Yeah, man, there's 50 regional fat bike groups on Facebook. If you run one of those, you know, you could stop talking into your computer and start talking into your phone, and then there'll be like three wise guys on the other end, and there's like our three listeners
Shit, that's a party right there.
Right? And you don't even have to, you can still do it in your underwear.
Right?
Yeah. Need a little bit more? You got yourself a stew. Listing! The ship is listing!
Somebody's at the studio door.
I'll go get it.
I'm Fat Man, and this is my sidekick, Ronan.
Wait, sidekick? I thought it was this Kickstarter project. I only heard the word kick.
We'll talk about this back at the Fat Cave.
Well, we better.
Well, Ratman, what can we do for you and Ronan?
I'm Fat Man with an F. Like, fun.
Fart Man would have been a better superhero name.
Fart Man was already taken.
We're here to tell the kids to stay in school and ride their fat bikes all year long.
And wear a helmet and leggings, but primarily wear a helmet.
That's right.
And chin pads.
Whoa.
They've gone.
I have a feeling they'll be back.
Fat Man and Ronan, ladies and gentlemen. I'm hitting the thing with my finger. Hey, guess what? We got some callers. Should we see what's up?
Yeah, let's.
Hell yeah.
Let's talk to the peoples.
Hello, peoples. Who do we have on the line?
This is Joe Boo, fellas.
Joe Boo.
Joe Boo.
How are you boys doing?
Super. How are you?
Awesome. Oh, I'm at a pit stop at the park with a ride with the kids, so I'm doing all right. I figured I'd give you guys a holler.
Killer, man.
Yeah. How's riding been up that way?
Not bad. I've been working some odd shifts, so I haven't been getting out as much as I can, but it's not bad. Now the heat has gone, it's probably coming your way.
Yeah, we have a little bit. It's not super grim, though, really. It's bearable. Bearable.
It is what it is.
You got it.
So you want to chime in on
the question today?
Yeah, sure. Chime in on that bad Oscar.
Yeah, the USA Cycling, they need to leave it alone. There's already a fat bike shindig in you guys' state there. They just need to back off. That's how I feel. Everything they touch turns to crap. Sorry to be blunt.
No, we want people to be honest.
Blunt instruments are good.
I'm going to start.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm going to start a tally.
Oh, good idea.
Dun, 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 dun.
Do you have a 40-foot-long scroll?
Not too long ago, you couldn't. You had to build your fat bike up from bits and pieces and wait months to build it together. Then all of a sudden, you can go buy one off the shelf all ready to roll. And then USA Cycling gets interested in it.
Well, I like that people can go in and buy a fat bike that'll fit their needs pretty easily off the showroom floor now. I think that's a great thing for sure. Jobo, did you do ever any like local series races or anything like that where you worked with any kind of organized bicycle racing competition?
In the past, in a very long time.
All of us.
A long defunct series called The Blast.
Okay.
In southern Minnesota.
Cool.
And then a couple of the COGS sponsored races in down Duluth area.
Very good.
Minnesota Mountain Biking Association, I think.
And all those guys are running fat bike events too, aren't they?
Yep.
Some, especially COGS. I think we've seen a couple of events from them, and you know, I mean, in the end,
boys are really.
I'm going to weigh in just with one thought on this, and it's not like a pro or con thing necessarily, but I really think supporting the local races in your area with people, you know, that are in your neck of the woods is a great thing to do. And, you know, if it's a competition, some people are going to take it seriously, but a lot of people are just there to have fun, you know? And I think supporting it at the local level is super important. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. When I go to a race, I wouldn't call it a race. I'm there to have a good time.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, me too.
Right there with you.
I don't know. You know, that's the way it is. I'm gonna be probably dead freaking last and not really care because that's where all the fun is, at the back of the pack, in my opinion.
Yeah, back there with Puck and Chad.
Yeah.
At the back of the pack.
But, I mean, like you said, the more people on fat bikes, the better. And it is a good thing that you can just walk in and roll one right out. You know, be it a big box store or your local bike shop, you know, whatever flavor you want, whatever price range you have. But I'm not a fan of US-based cycling.
All right, so that's a not a fan.
Right on.
What, you got the tally at one?
I got the tally at one. I tallied you as one and against as well.
Well, it wasn't totally against, but that's only because I'm waffling. No, that was, yeah. Can I say I'm against it?
Yeah.
I'm not really a big, I've never been a fan of USA Cycling for any kind of racing, even 30 years ago. So I'm still not a fan. And it really did kind of irk, I think, the community fat bikers as a whole, that they really waited until everybody was doing it essentially to jump in, and they didn't support it at the local level before.
They waited until we used the term U.S. National Championship.
Yeah, that's probably
true. And then they were like, we got to do that.
That's ours. We own that. We're the Fat Bike National Championship. With how many people versus 1,000 people? In the National Championship last year, there weren't that many
there
people.
There might have been... generous, I would say 250 people in every category.
Right, okay. But the elite category was like 15 or 18 people or 12 something?
12 men and four women.
Okay.
So.
Well, at the Fat Bike Berkey, I think a lot more people have a chance to be up in the front of that race. And then there's a whole bunch of people just having a good time.
Like, yeah.
Not like at a place where there's only 18 people out there.
Well, Jobu, we appreciate your calling, man.
Yeah, we got another caller on the line, so we're gonna roll right over to the next call from up Alaska.
We're gonna send you back to Uncle Dick and maybe send you something.
Thanks, Jobu. All right, man.
Yep.
All righty. It's Sven Gomez and JK in the studio. Who do we have on the line?
Travis, how you guys doing, man?
There he is,
Travis.
What's up, buddy? Every week, Travis. That's awesome.
So, Travis, what do you think about USCF?
What?
What do you think?
UFC?
USA Cycling.
USA Cycling.
UFC invading?
What did I say? USCF. It's
That's not the United States Cycling Federation anymore.
Really? Oh.
Or whatever. It's USA Cycling.
USA Cycling.
Or the national championship people.
Gone.
So, what's up, Travis?
Uh-oh, we lost Travis.
Overload.
All right.
Boom.
I'm gonna hijack that one out of there. Back with us, Travis.
Hey guys.
Yeah, I think our intern pushed the wrong button in there and kinda relegated you to the screening room. Dang it, Rich, what are you Okay. All right. Rich, knock that off in there. He's an intern, ladies and gentlemen. That's Uncle Dick in the other room, by the way. He's Uncle Dick's bead slips sliding in here to give us a little help with the screening room. We're just kind of learning how that works. So fun talking to Rich if you can actually talk to him. But stop stealing our calls, Rich.
And what that does is it allows us to send you back after you talk to us on the air. Then we can send you back to Rich, and he can get your address. And then we can send you lingerie pictures of JK Living.
There you go.
Or whatever.
P.O. boxes are not acceptable.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Well, you can't send that stuff to a P.O. box.
No.
I just watched America Book of Secrets or something like that.
Oh.
All right, Travis, your turn. What do you got going?
Yeah, what? Weigh in on the question, Travis.
The question, I don't really have a dog in that fight. I haven't raced a bike since the early 90s. But, you know, it sure seems to me like the fat bike community as a whole has spoken, you know, with 1,000-plus people showing up at the Berkey and, you know, 100 or so in Utah. And, you know, if USA Cycling wants to get involved in it, don't jump in and call your stuff a national championship when there already is one in place.
Yeah, man, and you guys,
you know, if they're
just
doing stuff at the local level, or you know, if they're getting, I'm all about anybody throwing a race and people showing up and having a good time, and you know, either racing hard, being competitive, or just enjoying themselves. But yeah, I'm sure he just won national championship, but it sure seems to me that the fat bike community has spoken on what that is.
Yeah, man, the Alaskan race scene is so vivid and so equally balanced between men and women, and I mean, you guys run a
run a race right in town that got 400 entrances and sorry,
entrances. Yeah.
You know, what's the name of that race?
Frosty Bottom.
Frosty Bottom. That's it.
I do plan on doing that this year. I am going to race in the Frosty Bottom, and you know, certainly don't expect to be at the forefront of any pack, but I'm going to go do it and have a good time and snap a bunch of pictures so I can do a little write up and show you guys some, hopefully, some good pics.
Man, we are just having all kinds of technical glitches today.
Dad, was that your speaker turning off or something? Yeah. How's that sound?
Ay, caramba.
Yeah, that was not a natural sound coming out of my body. That was a good sound.
Hey, Travis, we got another caller. You want to hang on the line and we'll catch up with you in a couple of minutes?
Yeah, sure.
All right, hang on.
Sure.
Unless Uncle Dick steals you from the line again. Hey, we got another caller on the line. Who are we talking to?
This is Natalia Mendez. You may know me as Giant Mendez.
Natalia.
Thanks for calling.
How's it going?
It's going pretty well. Just got back from the bridge in Minneapolis on the bike.
Cool. Hey, Natalia is actually our new apparel editor.
Apparently.
She's going to be putting you up on the catwalk there, Sven.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great that you're going to be doing this, Natalie. It's awesome to have somebody that's interested in, you know, helping out. Natalia.
Thank you, Gomez.
I got it. I just rattling through my brain. Natalia.
Just got to pedal through.
Oh,
my
God. Day one.
What rhymes with Sven? Well,
Natalia.
I was excited.
Now
oh man, we love you, Natalia. But, so you know, even
what's up?
Rich tried to steal Natalia as well.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you're playing like a video game.
He's pushing buttons, and I keep trying to get him back on. So Natalia is back.
You're back. So you want to chime in on our this week's question? About how you feel about USCF or USA Cycling. Sorry, I keep on... I'm living in 1986, man.
Right. It's a pretty good year. You and Brent Emery can hang out there.
It was a pretty good year. Oh, I keep going back there.
So how do you feel about USA Cycling entering fat bike racing with the National Championships?
Oh, man. It's kind of hard to say. I think it's okay because it has a certain kind of protection for the racers, but it's also kind of limiting for those who don't want to buy a license and spend a, you know, even more money than, you know, some fat bike races are. Well worth it, mind you, but sometimes the licensing gets a little pricey.
Sure.
I'm on the fence.
So are you going to be our first caller to actually fall directly right into the neutral? So because I'm actually, if I had to weigh in, I would have to say that I understand one whole side of it, but in the back of my mind, the thing that makes USA Cycling, their involvement good is we could have fat bike racing in the Olympics if that happens. You know, they have to be involved for that to take place.
Ooh. Well, in that case, I'm on board, man. I guess I don't, you know.
I don't know.
My involvement with USA Cycling is cyclocross.
Sure.
When I'm not on the fat bike in the winter, so. And I'm so not even, like, Olympian goal. So I don't think that far, but it would be great to see fat bikes in the Olympics. Yeah.
Right. I mean, it's not that inconceivable considering BMX made it in. And no. BMX started when I was a teenager. You know, so only about 40 years ago.
There's still time to get fat biking on the Olympic roster.
And it would be like 10 sports, man. It wouldn't just be, well, fat biking. It would be the 5,000 meters cross country, the 10,000, the 50,000, the marathon. And then it would be border cross.
I want to see fat bike sprints, man. I want to see fat bike sprints on, like, heavy steel fat bikes. That would be, like, Clydesdale stuff.
Well, you should have been at Sea Otter. They had fat bike gold sprints.
Yeah, they did.
Sven beat me.
I got wound up.
If you guys want to send me to Seattle to ride Fat Bike for Fat Bike, I'd be happy to do that for you.
Well, dang. You're just tiny enough to fit in one of my duffel bags.
Woo! I'm on board. Let's do it.
You might want to wear a sweater. Because it gets cold in baggage, I hear. I don't know.
Throw in some, like, cargo, and I'm good to go.
But that goes right into your whole apparel editorship, lady editor of Fatbike.com's apparel empire. You know, sweaters and muffs and boots.
Toques.
Muffs.
Hey, I meant it in the purely Christian muff.
Me too. Me too. I mean, I don't know what else that could potentially mean. Balaclavas, you know.
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff.
Delicious.
Keep you warm.
Balaclavas. Yeah, I love Greek food.
Yeah. Baklavas are classic. It's like a baklava with holes cut in it for your head.
No, I'm so excited. This is going to be good. It gets real cold here and also real hot right now. So it's a pretty ideal place to be testing all kinds of gear.
Cool, man. I've been going through my contacts, and we have Club Ride is another one that we didn't even think of.
Yeah, they got good stuff.
I've been thinking of their stuff.
I love their stuff.
I like their little western-y stuff. I hope they're still doing that.
Yep. Yeah, they sure they are. Yep. The New West and the Go West and the Jack. I love those.
Yeah, and also, Natalia, we have to put together some sort of Christmas wish list for the Fat Bike
Wish Book
Finery.
That's a good idea. Because it's not that far away from the old Christmas season.
Right on.
That means snow.
We should bring a tree in here already just so we can kind of think about it.
Isn't it over in the shop?
It's like 6 months. It was just Christmas in July like 3 days ago.
Sure was. Single Speed USA is next weekend. I'm pretty sure I'm riding my Pugsley up there at Lovis.
Dude, I'll be there. So,
cool.
Yeah, I'll be speed.
There.
We can strategize. I think they have me slated to be the referee for the roller derby finale.
Oh my God. Cool.
Something you're well suited for.
Exactly.
Heck yeah. I can throw some elbows.
You would be a good, what do they call it? A jammer. It would be a perfect jammer.
Mm-hmm. That'd be a good one.
That's like the person that scores all the points.
The little one. The one they throw.
Exactly. They sling you through and you like just shoot between people's legs and et cetera. In the Christian way once again.
Of course. The only way it would ever be at thatbike.com, ever.
Indeed. So, Natalia, we have another caller that wants to weigh in on our weekly question. So, you keep on rocking in the free world, and we will check you at Single Speed USA, man.
Killer. Look forward to seeing you guys. Have a good one.
Thanks, Natalia. Ya.
Bye.
Bye.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
Welcome to Las Bicicletas Gordas.
That's the radio show.
Did I freak you out? I speak in tongues.
Did you just, like, try to knock my ear off or what?
Oh, it's Chewy!
Chewy.
What's up?
How are you, fellas?
Good. What's happening?
So how has this been going so far?
It is 3-0. With Natalia.
But don't tell them which one is.
With Natalia and
which way it's going yet.
Being neutral. I feel strongly both. Well,
objection. Leading the witness.
I feel strongly negatively, but I got this one thing that I dream of. That
being a fat bike national champion.
All right. No. So I got two things to say. First of all, Dick cut me off, so I was listening to a real talk about Dick. That's stupid.
Uncle Dick is doing his best.
You need to feed him more beer.
We gave him a high life.
That's all right, mean.
And just enough to piss a guy off when you get a high life.
Hey, we got the new thing going here in Rochester. Kirkland. Oh, boy, I tell you.
Is that available only at Costco? Oh.
Yes, and I couldn't pass it up because it was like $20 for a 48 pack.
And what's the verdict on it?
What's that?
What's the verdict on it? Is it worth the solid 20?
It is worth a solid 20. It's like it's not bad tasting. It doesn't taste like anything. So it's like perfect swilling after a bike ride beer.
Is it like 3.2 beer too? So you can do like 30 of them in a day?
No, it's Utah.
I think so. I think I could have drank the whole case.
At that price, you could actually take a bath in it.
True.
That's where that special export was going to.
Ah, yeah.
Hey, Gomez, what did you think of the bus picture I sent you?
The bus picture you sent me? I didn't get it.
This is not fatbus.com.
Did you just recently send it to me?
When you and I were messaging this afternoon.
All right. Well, I can look right now.
Unless I sent it to somebody else.
Oh, my. How embarrassing.
hold my moment. I have to get out of my other thing.
People been messaging me.
I'm porn sexting or bike sexting you.
All right. Okay, here it is.
So that's going to be at Single Speed USA.
Oh, dude. In there. Is it all ice on the inside and we can play?
It's got a freaking bar. It's got a bar in there and tables. And
Told me about this.
Awesome. Is it like a RAGBRAI style bus?
Yeah, it's an old school bus. It is RAGBRAI. And a trailer.
It's a RAGBRAI.
The guy that runs the men's hockey tournament in Rochester bought a bus and takes like 30 people on RAGBRAI on that.
That's the way to go, boy.
They got a trailer behind it. Yeah, it's totally. And it's a diesel rather than a gas powered one like we used to have where you just kept blowing it up. It's way better setup.
Yeah, yeah, man. Cool. That looks kick ass.
And they back to your subject.
Yeah.
Since I've got to run this show because you guys don't seem to have an idea what you're doing.
Thanks, man. That's why we have you call in.
It really is all about the caller anyway. So it's easy to shut us up. All you have to do is call in and you do the talking. We'll be the dummies that sit back here and don't say anything.
Okay, so what little bit I heard of what's going on, first of all, Gomez, you're wrong. Who gives a fuck if fat bikes race in the Olympics? That's the dumbest thing I ever heard of. That's not what fat bikes were meant for. That's not their purpose. Fat bikes are meant to go out and play and have fun. Go really fast if you want to, race if you want to. It's not, I shouldn't say it because people probably get pissed. It's not a serious machine. It's your choice and what you want to ride.
Right.
It's like a single speed. You know, that's the way I look at it. There shouldn't be a classification for it, except for we do race them in the snow. But other than that, it's a single speed. It's your choice of a bike that you ride on and that you want to race.
I got
and
that.
The only
totally.
Reason I and the only reason I think USAC
that's it.
Is because there's money involved. there's money involved in it, and they got those douchebags in Ogden all convinced that they are fat bike national championship area, and they're not.
It's coming to Grand Rapids after this year.
Yeah, that is something.
Yeah, but then it's going back to Ogden right away again.
Is it? Yeah, I didn't read that far.
I don't know. You know, here comes the other part of it. They have what you choose to ride on for a course in a fat bike. You know, think about when we used to ride in the winter around here before there was fat bikes, we rode our mountain bikes and snowmobile trails. Why? Because that was the only thing snowpack that we could ride with those tires.
Sure.
Now that we have fat bikes, we can ride most of the trails. You know, look what we did for the race we put on. We did it strictly on the mountain bike trails.
Right.
And we packed them down with bikes, and that's where we did the race. It was a mountain bike race on the snow with fatter tires so we could go through the snow. That's the way I look at it, not the groom thing with a fake jump and people wearing Lycra. That's I don't know. That's just the world that I don't even want to fucking ride in.
So now let me ask you this question. Does USA Cycling hold a national championship for single speeding, or have they actually kept their filthy mitts out of it?
No, I think they do have one. I think it's in along with something. It's like every other race. I think there's a single speed category.
Yeah, but it's just not respected the way that and celebrated the way that single speed world championship. There's no tattoo. There's,
well, no, and and if I'm not mistaken, and I'm probably not because I've never been wrong in my life, but the whole idea behind single speed worlds and single speed USA and everything else is basically making fun of professional racing. You know, the first guys that did single speed worlds, the whole idea was get there, get on your bike and go ride your bike, and we're going to go race someplace, and we're going to go have a good time. We're going to put on this race. You're going to get a tattoo, and there's going to be paper plates for licenses, and that's the way it was set up. It was supposed to be like an underground race. They wanted to keep it that way. And you have to admit, it's grown to almost to the point where it's not even close to what it was originally intended to be.
Sure. Absolutely.
Well, but I think that we'd probably just, I think it's just going to work itself out, though. I think that people, after a few years, when they only have a handful of people show up, of course, you're always going to have those people out there that Fred. Are like, well, I want to be national champion.
It'll be like everything else out that way. It's their national championship because they think they, and it's not everybody, because you know, most of those guys are pretty decent guys, and we do go out there and ride with them. But, you know, the powers, and here's the thing. I haven't talked to anybody from USA Cycling since they bought Norba way back when. And they were polite enough to meet with Gosen and I when we ran the point series in Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Iowa. Mm-hmm. And they were polite enough to meet us at an airport at 7:00 in the morning as they were passing through.
Right.
So we took off our jobs and went up to meet those guys. And their first statement to us was, they are going to fix everything that's wrong with mountain biking.
Mm.
and
a little arrogant,
yeah,
isn't it?
And it's maybe not the same people per se, but it's the same fucking attitude, and now they're doing fat biking.
Yep, their version of it, that's for sure.
Yeah, you know, and it's not, you know, and don't get me wrong, they'll probably get 300 people to the race out there, because any guy that's got any kind of engine for legs can get out there and jump on a fat bike at their course and ride it and ride it fast.
Yeah.
And maybe that's fine for Out West. And maybe that's fine for USA Cycling, but for, like, us, that's no fun.
No, I agree. We're on the same page. I call it let's go play bikes, you know.
Right.
I'm not serious about any of this stuff, but I also, you know, I try and keep an open mind. And I'm a sucker for Olympics. I always have been. So to see a sport that I love so much on the screen, I might be 90 years mm-hmm. old when it happens. But I think it would be pretty cool. I would poop right in my robe.
I think that, you know, I don't know, that this isn't like a USA Cycling thing, but I think they kind of ruined the Olympics by splitting winter and summer.
Yeah.
Because it was cool that it only happened every 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, when we were growing up, that was, you had to wait to see it on the television. You couldn't go on the internet and get it and watch 28,000 hours of coverage and all that. And I'm like, I really liked looking forward to it. And it was just that period of time. And, you know, it was done, and
well, okay. And here's and Gomez. Here's what I think is going to happen if fat bike becomes an Olympic sport. It's just going to be. Did you watch the mountain biking when it was in? Was that in the UK? Where was it, the last one?
Oh, the last one with that kind of interesting course they had.
Was that London?
It was Scotland or somewhere, I think.
Oh, they
it was a UK, somewhere
in the middle of a green field and stuff.
Yeah,
but then it looked to you like they were trying to make it look like Tour de France.
But it was,
and now it's going to be mountain biking, but the coverage was like Tour de France. And now they're going to do the same thing to fat biking, and you're happy with that?
That would be exhausting.
Just stay away from it. You know what I'm saying? Just stay away from it. Leave the fat biking to the adventure racing people. You know, the guys that run a Did a Bike and you know, the guys at Bechwamigan and all that kind of stuff. Leave it to those guys.
And start
doing that out west and start doing it out east. That's what that race should be. Here's my question. Why haven't they done it? Why haven't they got involved in gravel road racing?
I don't know. Do you think there's money to be made? Because there probably is.
Well, maybe. I just talked to Scogan, and they never approached him about it. So a Monzo that draws 1,000-plus riders has never been approached by USAC to sanction their gravel road race.
Well, he's probably dancing the jig right now and saying, hallelujah! Don't come in my backyard.
He was just here at my house. We were just talking about it because I didn't want to say it. I think they approached Guitar Ted about it.
Really?
I think I'd heard one time that Trans Iowa had been approached about it. And I know Todd, the guy that runs the Epic Races, you know, 24 Hours of World Trouble. And those, I know he was approached by it. And those are the races that definitely shouldn't. Anything that's an epic race should not have anything to do with USAC. I have to disagree with your last caller that USAC will protect the riders. That's bullshit.
Well, they provide insurance.
They're in a format. Well, sure, but their insurance will still cost more than if we went out and insured ourselves.
Right. Right. I'm not, I think her point, but at least that was what I got out of it, is that they offer insurance, whereas like a lot of races that, heck, I've run, I don't charge anything. I only ask for a donation, so I don't have insurance, a permit, or anything, because it's all just volunteer, right? So, that's,
right. And,
or general disclaimer, and you're going like, just sign this.
Right, waivers.
Bleh, waiver. Bleh.
You might die.
You're on your own.
Yeah,
last time I remember anybody trying to do a claim on that insurance policy to get to USAC, it was you didn't get dick out of it.
Right. That's where the rubber meets the road.
You had to get a lawyer to turn around and sue him to try to get any money out of it for a broken arm. It was ridiculous. So,
right. Yeah. Well, that's the whole thing. Insurance is fine and good, and the real test is when you actually have to have a claim. So, yeah. And
you as a race promoter better have a good insurance policy on yourself. That's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, that's for sure. Well, Chewy, you ray of sunshine,
you know that feline AIDS is the number one killer of domestic house cats in the United States every year.
So
I'm going to see you guys in 2 weeks at Speed USA.
I will definitely be there. Sven has not.
I'm not. I don't. It's Sven probably not because I'll be out of town this weekend. And the following after that, the single speed weekend. So that's tough on the family.
But I'll be there.
Gomez will be there.
I volunteered to help out. So.
Oh, good. I'll put you at a aid station.
Killer, dude. However you need me, I'll be ready for anything. I'll have my utility belt.
Excellent. That's what I was hoping for. All right. I'll see you guys.
Thanks for calling, Chewy.
Yep. Bye.
So on the tally, I think Chewy's call is like 10 votes for no.
Probably.
The lean in just kept hitting the button.
Well, there's not
register.
There still is not a solid yes yet. There's some kind of wavering yeses, but not solid. Yeah.
I'm not a solid yes. The only thing that my only thing is the Olympics because I love the Olympics.
I only love the Olympics and.
Have you ever seen, like...
I'm dating myself. 1984.
Really? When Mick,
like, it was totally Dirty Rons would do the thing. You get the... this is the event. If the USA gets gold, you get a Big Mac, silver, some fries, and bronze. 1984.
I remember Bruce Jenner. And even before that, man.
Have you ever seen the most interactive... That was the only Olympics I ever really paid attention to.
Well, I'm all alone on an island, Olympic Island.
Travis is still lurking. What's up, Travis?
How much? How you guys doing?
How many beers have you drank, Travis?
I started out with a Tall Boy IPA from King Street up here in Anchorage, one of my favorite breweries. And just hitting number two.
Nice. King Street, they must have been holding out on me on that one, man. Or is that a newer brewery?
No, they've been around a while, man. Yeah, if nobody swung you by there last time you were up, we'll make sure you get there on your next trip.
Killer. So have you heard my
local IPA. Sorry, what's that?
Have you heard anything about the big... Expo, man. Kathy Merchant's big bike show that's going to happen in Anchorage.
I shot her an email volunteering my services with the expo, and she's looking for some guides for some local ride stuff. So,
cool.
You know, I volunteered myself for a shorty. I don't want to take anybody on a 50-mile ride because they're going to leave me behind. But
I always say, if somebody
takes... What's that?
I was going to say that, you know, if I go on a 50-mile ride, basically you're just going to cut me open and live inside me like a tauntaun. That's how the ride ends.
For Gomez.
I'm right there with you. We will save lives in our cavities.
Mm. I smelled bad from the outside.
So, Kathy and you are going to work together, and you're going to have a full report for us later down the trail.
Absolutely, yeah. Killer. Yeah, she fly back because she's training and racing in Colorado, and when she gets back to Anchorage, we're going to meet up. And, yeah, you know, I'm all about volunteering for that. I think that's really cool that she's putting that together in Anchorage, and excited to see how many people in town actually show up for the big fat ride, and not to mention, you know, people that might come from the far corners of the world to check it out.
Sounds like a good opportunity.
You know, this week your assignment should be to find Nicholas Carman and Indian leg wrestle with him. Like, best 2 out of 3 falls.
Is this someone you met in Anchorage?
Yeah, that's the... he's a serious bike packer. Lael Wilcox's boyfriend, old man there. He works at the Specialized dealer right in Spinard. The name escapes me.
Yeah, the bicycle shop. That's where I bought my last 2 bikes at.
Right on. So bring your bike in for a tune-up and say, hey, you got a young man here named Nicholas Carman. Gomez sent me in here to Indian. Is it okay to say Indian or Native American wrestle with
How about
you?
Just leg wrestling? Does it need an ethnicity?
You could call it Arabian leg wrestling, and then the feds would be involved, but it's okay. Just so that's your assignment.
All right, I'm going to go leg wrestle Nicholas. straight through the shop wall on the first set.
My money's on you, Travis.
Picks or didn't happen.
And I don't know. I guess we'll post the odds on our site.
Cool.
We'll
start good idea.
Off-track betting and whatever else can get us in trouble. How's that sound?
Well, can we set up our own rules that he doesn't know about? Like nut punching is fair game?
No, it's a Christian show.
You have to go with cup check. You don't go on the attack. You're asking if they have defenses and testing defenses. So it's not really being active. See?
Nick's a cool cat. You'll like him. And you will crush him.
All right. Well, we'll be back with the Fatty Farm Field Report right after this.
Jumbo USA builds innovative, technically superior bicycles that are race-ready, ride-driven, and tested to withstand the harshest conditions and tackle the toughest and roughest terrain. Learn more about Jumbo's American-made Ursa and coming soon, Ursa Major, at JumboUSA.com.
Hi, this is Eric from Surly. Beanbag chairs, lava lamps, pintos. Those things and more on Fat Bike Radio with Gomez and Sven.
And we're back. This week's Fatty Farm Field Report is sponsored by Uncle D.
Uncle Deeks!
I tell you! I smoke this cigarette!
He's in the other room. Whoops. And he's like, damn it!
That's ruin it.
Damn it, why do they have to ruin the name of my sponsorship? So it's actually Uncle Dick's bead slip. You can check them out at http://. No, I missed the colon. It's UncleDicksBikeShop.com. Oh, my God. How much of our show is just JK and I laugh?
Most of it ends up on the cutting room floor.
Oh, my God.
I missed the colon.
Dude, Sven, what's up in the farmy, fatty, farm?
Farty fam feel reflimmin. Last week we mentioned that there is an event up in the Twin Cities in association with the Down Syndrome Association of Minnesota. And they're having a raffle for this thing called the I Can Bike Camp, where they use bicycles to teach people with disabilities about, you know, how to ride a bike. And there's still, I think, a day left. So check out the URL on the old show notes and enter a raffle to potentially win a Bear Grease.
Right on. And it's they're only selling 100 tickets.
Yeah, so if they haven't already sold them all already. But, right. I mean, it's good. It's a good cause. And if they still have tickets, boy, that's a pretty good odds. And they're going to give away the bike regardless of how many tickets they sell.
So maybe even a better chance.
So one person buys a ticket.
if you bought two tickets, imagine the odds then, or two and a half.
Imagine.
Do the math.
Click the link.
Hey, JK, I saw your new frame bag on the Instagrams on the old...
Yeah, I noticed. Well, the thing was, I noticed it in the email that you sent me.
Yeah.
And I didn't notice it on the...
You didn't see it in Instagram.
In the whatever.
You have to follow
it. Well, yeah. And, but it was funny because I was just like, what are you talking about? I'm like, what? Is it like out in the world, like running around, like got legs? Skynet, self-aware.
Yeah, exactly. Right in on your frame bag. And I saw it. So it's here.
Yes.
On your bike. Yeah.
I see it from here.
It's actually going to be, are we going to take a shot of it and make it the Flutey Flute
sure,
picture?
Sure. Yeah, you can see JK's frame bag on the right up there at the top of the page.
Right on.
It's, Maybe by the little white sandwich bread that I ran over. it will not come off my damn tire.
It's an ATM handmade goods custom bag. Made
Andy
by,
the Master.
Yeah. So how was Andy to work with?
Yeah, very cool. Very cool. Gave a ring and just through email picture interaction.
Very smooth.
It's like, yeah. Well, yeah. And it's like, I don't know how he, you know, somebody works and I'll.
He's laid back.
How
that
I
cat.
Think either.
Right,
so
right.
It's kind of like, hey, where are we going to meet on the playing ground?
Has a lot to do with the bag making process. Yeah. So that person that you deal with how patient they are, et cetera, articulate.
And it looks handsome. Really good, too.
Yeah.
Looks like you did a fine job from the initial inspection that we did.
Yeah.
So JK is going to do a little write-up on that, and he's actually...
More to come.
It's going to be done in a full traditional musical fashion, like the great musicals of the 40s.
at your discretion.
With the top hat and the cane.
A little frog with a top hat and a cane. I think he got me with that one last week.
Mm.
Yeah. So, guess what?
Chicken butt.
We have a new fat-bike.com apparel editor that called in the show earlier.
Right. Yeah, we talked a little bit about it back then. Natalia Mendez.
Right.
Going to be in charge of our cycling apparel testing.
Right.
Natalie, what gives her the qualifications to be our apparel tester?
She's tiny, first of all. She's tiny, and the girl blogs... like a thousand words about her breakfast burrito, man. So
awesome.
With skills like that,
you need fast typing fingers.
And I think she's locked into the Minneapolis cycling scene.
That's
she
cool,
commutes
man.
Every day. She has a big group of friends that can do great testing up there.
Sounds good. It's a great area to do some testing. They've got everything from hot weather to freezing cold winter.
So all you fat bike fashionistas out there, you can look forward to seeing more from Sven, JK, and I on the catwalk.
Dress me up like a Ken doll.
So this week I also, you know, everybody's getting ready for the big shoe out
ready
there
big
in
shoe.
The desert. So we've been touching base with a bunch of our friends, and I talked to Greg Mattis from Fatback, and Fatback has some pretty interesting and exciting things to show us at Interbike.
Sounds good.
And in other industry news, our friends and sponsors at Surly have a new marketing director, Christina Julian, moving from a project manager position to the new Tyler. Tyler's actual card said marketing stooge.
Right.
I'm not sure what Jules is going to pick for her title. We'll just call her marketing director or the new Tyler. That'd right. be a nice
new
nice.
Tyler. So her husband's also at that at the Q mothership there.
I believe that she is married to the tall and red-bearded Mr. Julian.
Mr. Justin Julian.
I always think of cowboy boots when I think of that because of those little, because the Justin boots.
Right, you know? Sure. I had some Justins in the closet, I believe. Lizard skin.
Of course you do, Imelda Marcos. You have every pair of shoes ever.
This is not entirely true.
So
do you think those guys were married before they started working at Q, or do you think they met at Q?
And had a Q wedding.
How many Q weddings do you think there have been?
I don't know.
I bet there have been more than one. There's a lot of people
who work there. Reality show on the romances of Q. Or not. Or, actually, since Surly sponsors the show, we should probably start brown-nosing right now.
They're the best company in the world. I love steel bikes.
You look very nice today, Sister Jules. That's very sincere. I'm smiling, my sincere smile. So on a further note, I have this whole segment.
You've been doing stuff.
I'm hogging.
Because you've been doing stuff, and, you know, it kind of was all packed in a nice little...
Yeah.
Short-ish distance there.
So on Tuesday, Borealis leaked a photo of their new fat bike on their Facebook page, the Crestone.
Crestone.
I was there last Friday, and I got to ride a Crestone when they were completely super secret. You had to have top secret clearance to know that. Well, that was pretty cool for a couple of days. I knew stuff. There'll be much more to come on that new Borealis. It's a kind of a common theme this time of year. Everything is, well, you'll hear more soonishly. Oop, I almost went into Fat Man there.
Yeah. Wait, do I have to go
Fat
choose
Man
your
is back.
Choose your own adventure? Go back to page 12.
And then I don't know if you guys are friends with Rob Shugs Hoffman.
Yep.
He had a horrible bike accident and is recovering from a brain injury. So we want to send some healing vibes out to him, and prayers go to his recovery and to buck up his family. And
yeah, Candy's an awesome person too. I mean, they're a great couple. We love Rob.
Part of the Wauwatosa local mofos here. So
yeah,
heal fast, my brother.
Heal fast.
Which brings us
to the speaking linkages. Of no. You're wrong, sir.
No.
Stop you there.
All right, stop it. Stop it. See, stop.
Sven and I did our due diligence during this River West 24 season.
Wrap the moist.
Wrap the moist.
Yeah, we rode that race. I remember that. It was hot.
It was very hot, very moist. Wrap the moist. Worked out that way.
Lived up to its name.
Oh, my God. It was ridiculous.
You still have Wonder Bread stuck to your tire from the race.
Yes, I do. I use the toothpick. And I didn't want to get too aggro with it.
First time you ride on snow, it'll go away. Snow somehow cleans your tire like a mow.
Yeah.
Boat.
Or any kind of moisture repetitive rain. And there was no rain to be found. I was actually looking for rain for damn sake.
Yeah, we were looking for rain in the middle of the night. It was supposed to be like a 3-hour rain. Never showed. Kind of stopped before it got to the lake.
I want
to
ride the rain.
I'm just standing here, not doing anything, sweating profusely.
It was humid.
Damn time.
Last year you did solo, right?
Yeah.
So, and you haven't been on a team before with other people, right?
No.
What do you think? Are you going solo again next year?
Tempted. I don't know.
Yeah, it was a good event. We had a lot of fun and even managed to not totally suck at it, but
yeah. So there's going to be another one because last week you said, "Oh, this might be the last."
Well, it's still kind of like there's going to be some changes from what I understand.
The way that the world works,
how it's organized and
yeah.
What that leads to, don't know yet.
Right.
But so we did. I hope it's back. It's a really cool event. And, you know, there was 1,000 people in it, and there were no accidents this year. I think there was a couple of breezes on bicycles or something, but no
reported
car on bike issues or anything. Yeah. Oh, I thought it was a little mellower than previous ones, maybe.
Yeah.
Kind of. But,
it worked out. Got 46 laps in.
Yeah.
Not me personally.
Right.
Did you find
11 and a half? I kept count, even in my only sleeping for a half hour state. Like, I'm going to keep total.
Oh, I forgot about that half lap.
Yeah.
Ridiculous half laugh. But I can wrap my head around, but I'm going like, just, everyone just, that, the last words I heard was just do the fucking half laugh.
Didn't you guys just write it down on a piece of paper?
No. Well,
that's what we usually do.
No.
But
we don't care. We trust them.
Yeah.
We
weren't in it to win it anyway.
No,
Ryan. No. I was just doing going like, how many have I done? I just want to keep my own mental, tally. Right.
Yeah.
Got that.
And so, then I was like, I'm going to stay at the half. Why not?
Last week you said the goal was kind of to find parties and then go get the whole team and bring them to a party. Did you achieve?
Completely. On all everyone's count.
Yep. Well, there was some extenuating circumstances in the nighttime.
I knew where there were a lot of places, and I went to a lot of the places, but I'm not going to like wake people up and go like, come on, let's go and do the thing. No,
yeah, I can't we basically just on a lap. I didn't really stop. I didn't see a whole lot of. I just kept rolling, and
I was like, I'll hand it off and come back.
Right, and the bonus checkpoints are really like parties anyway. So you do four or five of them, and you're basically at four or five parties anyhow.
Right. And how long is a lap?
Almost 5 miles.
Yeah.
Depends on how you do
four,
it. 4.6 to 5, depending on the exact route.
Well done, Brap the Moist. One half of 2/4 of Brap the Moist right
two
here
sixths.
In our studio.
Two sixths.
Well, sort of.
Which would be 1/3.
Actually, Adrian wasn't a full on.
He was kind of a half. How are we going to do that?
Because he had a broken hand, so he only did like 4 laps, but he did them. He's been with a broken hand with like 2 weeks ago. So that was right on Adrian.
Killer.
So we'll hope to do it again next year for sure.
Now are we into the links?
Got a few links.
Yes.
We don't have a lot of time either, so we can tell people all about these links, but we're...
My favorite one involves ponies.
Of course.
Because...
Wrestling ponies or other kinds?
Our new site is showpony.com. It's all about show ponies and fun. No, really, my favorite one is our friend Olaf from Swedish Lapland. They're going to have a bike summit up there in northern Sweden. On the 3rd through the 6th of September, there's a link there that goes to the event. But I think we should have Olaf call in and tell us about this. What shall they talk about and what? And should the local reindeer be worried?
And can we say Metal Face Olaf?
Olaf.
Metal Face.
And... I know there's not a link on here now, but I'm going to throw one on there, is that on this Friday that you're listening to this, it's going to be the full moon, blue moon. So
Polish moon red.
We're going up to Manitowoc.
I mean the real moon.
Oh.
It's like the last blue moon until 2018.
No way.
Wow.
So once in a blue moon on a Polish moon ride.
And you guys are going up and doing that Manitowoc beach
ride? I'm going to Manitowoc, yep. We're doing a ride up there. Nighttime, full moon, beach ride.
Check out the Polish moon ride here in
Milwaukee. Yeah, I'm going to be in the Milwaukee, I think. Because then I have to... And there's Jerry singing at the Jazz Estate.
Oh, right.
I'll be at the Sands Motel doing 3 shows a night this weekend. Should stop in.
What I'm saying.
Just went into the Merv Griffin show
right.
from 1975.
Hey, we got a
the set.
We got a bunch of Plus Bikes Lynxes too.
I know.
I just saw it right before the show started that Orbea is going 27 plus.
Orbea makes some sweet bikes, man.
Yep, got a link for that. And then there's one on in Bike Magazine about a Scott makes 27 plus bikes, but they also make a traditional 27 650B bike. This is a comparison of those two from the same company, kind of set up the same. And
oh, cool.
Yeah, it's interesting. Check it out.
Ken Blakey Shell reviewed the Dirt Wizard, and our man, Michael Michorgan, he rode the Pony Wrestler.
Cool.
He rode it hard.
I'd like to ride a Pony Wrestler. I just wish it was called something different.
Really?
Yeah.
Who gave you that idea?
For a friend. I want to ride it. It's not the riding portion.
Ponies are my life now. I love the ponies. And we got, we always got to do the shout out to our man, Bruce.
True that.
The dude blogs like a champ.
Yeah, and we talked to Joe Boo. He's also got a link in there this week.
Right.
Yep. So
any last words over there, JK?
Puce. Color commentator.
He is the color commentator. He brought that up and put that wrapped, put a bow on it, and put my finger on the bow, and he tied it. And then it was time to say...
Thanks again to Surly for sponsoring the radio portion of today's broadcast. Join us next week when the question of the week is...
Scrolling.
I know what it is.
I didn't even notice it.
Okay.
I'm getting there. Where the fuck is it?
If your fairy fat mother appeared and granted you one wish... I'm going to
find it here.
For any existing new fat bike available right now, which fat bike would you ask for? Call next week, Wednesday from 8 to 9 Central Daylight Savings Time at 818-918-2453. And let's discuss it. Let's talk. Let's rap. Let's sit down and bare our souls about that.
Right on. Bye.
Good night.
Adios, amigos.
You've been listening to Fat Bike Radio's weekly dose of fat. Find us on the web at fat-bike.com/radio. We'll see you next time.